What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
And me? That makes two voiceover girls.
Oh, okay. What do you get when you have two voiceover girls separated by one pond and two perspectives?
Oh, I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen to Romy and Jessica as they share their journey into the voiceover industry. Hi, I'm Romy Santosh. Welcome to the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
Hi, I'm Jessica Matheson.
So, Jessica, exciting to be back after our series one last year, which we thoroughly enjoyed. And now we're ready for series two. What have you been up to over the last few months?
Gosh, it's been quite an eventful time, I guess I would say. So back in July, which seems forever ago, I sold the property that I had that was my home and my business. And I ended up getting an RV and I became a full-time RVer. And at that time, I chose to go full-time with my voiceover and make that my focus rather than the business that I was running, because that was pretty much done. There's still one part of my business. I still have a couple concession stands and I run them with a business partner. But other than that, yeah, VO is my main income now. Or,
wow.
Well, that's the goal, you know, I'm definitely pursuing that the most.
Sure. Wow, that's been a huge change. Amazing. Yeah, and all the best for the full-time VO work. That's going to be a real kind of, what's the word, adventure.
It is definitely an adventure. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Mm. You have to definitely have a shift of your brain for that, you know, instead of it being something that's a side hustle. When you go full-time, you have to change the way you do things for sure.
Yeah, and we'll definitely be discussing more of that as we go along through the episodes this series. For me, it's similar. I've had quite a few things going on, even though I'm a voiceover artist, or that's what I call myself. But so many things come up when you're self-employed, as you know, which you just have to deal with. So life is never quite as steady or predictable as you'd like it to be. So a few months got focused on dealing with family issues and health and well-being issues. But fortunately, we're all back on track with that. And then I moved house, and that was something that was ongoing. So like you, there's been a big shift in terms of where I'm living, and that had been planned for quite a while, and it just took months and months and months. But we finally moved last month. So I'm in a new situation, just getting used to it, settling down. And I'm back to square one with setting up a booth again. So I need to get that sorted out. You know what? So we were talking about it last series. So I'm back in that situation where I'm going to be looking to reduce all that horrible reverb and just getting sound translation sorted out. So yes, but I shall go back to that episode and listen to my own advice.
There you go. There you go. The benefit of having a podcast, you have
absolutely
a resource for yourself all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go back and listen to what I said last year. So that's good. So yes, I think obviously very new situations for both of us. Also similar to you, I've lost an income that I used to have that was keeping me going as a side hustle. And now I'm going to be much more focused on voiceover as my main source of income and my main career. Some hard work needs to be put in for that.
Yep.
So yeah, just once I'm set up, hopefully in a little bit, I can really start focusing and pursuing voiceover.
That's awesome. I love it. Got to go full time with it. That's great.
It is scary, interestingly. Fortunately, I think we've both been in a situation where we were getting voiceover work from last year or perhaps even before for you. But now it's like, this is it. I've got to make this work now because it is the full-time thing. And we've got a goal to achieve. So whereas, well, certainly I was maybe, you know, just happily plodding along with other bits of income coming in. Now it's, this is it. I've got to make it work. There's no other choice.
Yep. It's sort of that like, okay, I'm in survival mode, or that, you know, that whole analogy of being thrown into the deep end of the pool and it's either sink or swim. Yeah, absolutely.
We've just got to swim. We have got to swim.
We have to swim. We do. Yes.
And my understanding from just listening to other people who have made it, as it were, is that the average, and it is an average, it takes about 5 years to become established to get a full-time income. That will depend on how much time you put in and what your kind of idea of a full-time income is. That's kind of an average, 5 years to become established. So I think I just wanted to make the point that even though, yes, I'm thinking that voiceover is now my main career, it doesn't mean it is, and I'm earning a full-time income right now. It's going to take time to get established. And I think you'll probably agree with that. Have you come across the same?
That's absolutely a good point, because for me, you know, I've been at this is year three, right? And so I know for sure right now, I can't do just voiceover. I have to supplement that income. I guess when I say I'm full-time voiceover, I mean it's my main focus instead of being my side hustle, right? Where I give it my majority of my attention and the concession stands that I do. Those are something that is secondary. It's that supplements instead of the reverse. And really the only reason that I jumped to full-time the way that I did at the point that I did is because I had an opportunity that presented itself. I sold the property, which had the business that I was running as part of it. And all of that kind of came to its conclusion with the exception of the two concession stands. And so I had some money that I could have in savings that I could use to help supplement if I didn't have a good month, you know, where I needed to pay my bills and voiceover didn't cover everything. So I had an opportunity and I used that opportunity to say, you know what, this is where I'm going to go full time. Otherwise, it could have been way longer before I said I'm full time because it just takes time to grow your business. It takes a lot of work and investment. And so, yeah, it's not everybody's going to be able to say, okay, it's year three, I'm going to go full time. I do hear of people, plenty of people that around year three, that's when they decide to switch their focus, kind of like I did, where, okay, now my main income efforts are going to go to voiceover and something else will supplement, but they're still not able to earn a full-time living. And I've heard people kind of joke a little bit and say, you know that your voiceover career is just right about ready to take off. And it seems like it happens when you're just about to go, God, should I throw in the towel? Because I'm working awfully hard to make a part-time income. And then all of a sudden your efforts just sort of kind of fall in place. Now that doesn't happen magically. That happens with effort. But yeah, it does start to grow and build. And it can be at a time where you're just like, oh, I think I'm done. I've got to find something else. This isn't working. And then all of a sudden you're just like, wow, pieces start to fall into place.
Yes, definitely. I think it's about just pursuing what you want to do, mm-hmm. putting time and effort into it. It's unlikely that you'll suddenly be a success overnight. You could be very lucky, but the majority of people do have to work hard.
Yep. It's the grind. It's the hustle. Like,
yeah. The fun of it. Hustle. Yes. Yeah. Brilliant.
So then, what are you, so now you're full time and you're in that spot where you've got to kind of get all set back up again with your recording space and everything like that. So that's kind of what you're doing now. What's your plan, going forward?
Yeah, so it will be using the advice that we gave ourselves last year, pursuing all these different avenues. So yeah, so in a sense, last year was really good because it was a good grounding year, getting the different types of experiencing, understanding different types of ways of getting and finding work. Now this year, I know what worked for me and what didn't work. So I can be a bit more focused on the avenues that I do want to pursue and not waste so much time. I think it's good to experience different avenues for finding work, but then you follow the ones that really feel right for you and work for you. Yeah. What about yourself?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that about the avenues of finding work, because I'm kind of in the same situation. So like one of the goals that I set for myself was that I didn't want to have to rely on pay-to-plays to get my auditions or find work. And so what I have done is I have shifted my focus from doing a ton of auditioning with pay-to-plays mainly pay-to-plays and some freelancer sites that I work on, to seeking out my clientele by email marketing and occasionally even a telephone call. I've done that too, because sometimes I'll find that I can't figure out who I need to talk to from what I can find online. And so I'll give a quick call and, sometimes I get completely shot down, like, go away, shoo fly, don't bother me. But there are other times too where I've gotten a contact and I've been able to, get on a roster or something like that by calling. So yeah, I've made that shift to where I'm not just going to audition for everything. I'm going to try to seek out clientele on my own through other means. So that's definitely something that I'm going to continue as a goal. And then the other thought that I had is that and a goal I set for myself was to double my VO income. And by doubling my VO income, I don't have to worry about supplementing my VO income with other work. And if I do, like, for instance, I have the concession stands, right? Like I still have those because those are a holdover from my previous business. I do those right now because, I need that little extra cushion. But I want to get to the point where that little extra cushion maybe is not needed and it's just there. you know, or if I decide that I don't want to do that anymore, I don't. I just, you know, sell my portion to my partner or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that. And I think I'm in a similar situation where I'd like to just have enough through the voiceover that I don't need to worry about thinking about other possibilities or looking for other side hustles, really.
Yeah.
To be comfortable and to be able to say no. That's it. We want to get to that point where we can say no. This is what I want to do. Yeah, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at having to supplement your VO income, like being that small business owner, because that's what you are, it's hard to go to work for someone else. So really about the only thing that you can do if you want to have your schedule be your own is to do gig work or something like that, because trying to go and work for some place where they expect you to be on a schedule and to be there at a set time on certain days doesn't necessarily work when you're trying to run your own business.
I'm actually really excited about our new series, our series two. And we've got a great lineup of topics, I think, this year. We had a great lineup last year, of course, but even better this year because we've moved on. And I think as we're moving along, we want to share our experiences, which is what we did. And that was the purpose of this podcast. Yes. So we're going to share some of our experiences over the year. And we've identified some really interesting topics. So how are you feeling about this series?
Yeah, I'm excited too, because I think what we kind of have done is, you know, in the first series, it was more like, okay, so here's an introduction to voiceover. You know, let's talk about what it is and what it isn't and some things that you need to consider, right? And that's how it would be for any novice in the voiceover industry. They would have to go through that process of figuring this all out and learning about what it is and the different things that you need to learn. And then in series two, we've kind of taken that approach of, okay, so now you're getting started in voiceover and here's some things that you're going to come up against, you know? So it's not just, you're definitely still learning, but now you're kind of in the thick of it. And so here are some things that might come up as you're going through your journey.
Absolutely. And it's really exciting. I think it just shows the trials and tribulations of being a voiceover artist, which is important, as well as the joys of being a voiceover artist. So it's all good stuff.
Absolutely.
Do you want to give our lovely listeners a little flavor of what's coming up?
Sure. So in this series, of course, today our episode is catching up with us, the hosts of the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. And then on our second episode, although I might want to caution that these might be out of order somewhat because we are getting other people to do interviews with us. So it really depends on their availability. But just some of the topics are going to be things like a day in the life of a voice actor. So, you know, what does our day look like? And then a topic that's discussed fairly often is headshots. Do we need them or not? Then something that is getting a lot of attention here right now is Fiverr. You know, that used to be the platform that shall not be named, but it's getting more attention now. So we figured it would be a good idea for us to talk about it as well. What you do when you're overwhelmed with information and multiple opinions about things. And then a very important topic that will actually probably take up several podcast episodes. We're going to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion because it's super, super important. And I think those are going to be really valuable episodes as well. And then podcasting, because, well, like us, I'm sure there are lots of other voice actors out there that are thinking about, maybe I should do a podcast. And their reasons may be different or they may be the same, but we want to talk about our experiences. And we're actually interviewing other podcasters, both voice actor podcasters and non-podcasters, so that we can kind of see what that looks like to them. And that'll round out the series.
Wow, sounds really great. So we shall look forward to the next episode. Look forward to catching up with everyone then.
If you enjoyed the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Also, we have a Facebook group if you want to join us for discussion after you listen to the podcast. That's facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. Yes.
See you soon.
All right. Bye. Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Jessica, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know. But if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.